Opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Oh, there it is.
Oh, gosh, you can't get sick of this song, right?
No, well, if we did, we'd be in trouble.
Yeah.
I love it. Enjoy. Just enjoy. Good evening, North State. Welcome. You're listening to the Enjoy Hour. I'm James Mazzotta.
And I'm Rhonda Alvey.
And we also have several guests in the house, and I'm not sure Mr. Blake is here, and I don't know if he's a guest or a co-host, but we'll just go with co-host since that's kind of the role that he fills a lot of times for everything and everybody. So
thanks.
We'll just say our other co-host, Blake Fisher from Viva Downtown, is with us tonight. When we are KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, and this is North State Now with the Enjoy Hour. And you can listen to us live all over the planet at KCNR1640.com. So just I checked the numbers before we got on, and I know that you have a little bit of nerves, and that's okay. There's only 1.6 million people listening. Live.
Thank you.
Hit it, girl. Hit it. So welcome, everybody.
Yeah.
Is everybody doing okay now that the heat has come back?
Holy smokes. Oh,
I was told that from the Almanac that this was supposed to be one of the most mild summers in a long time for us. And I think that July
it has been
pretty mild. And we've had a pretty mild beginning of August, except for what it shows the next 4 to 5 days. It's like 100 and millions.
Today was kind of hot and windy hot.
Yeah.
The wind was hot.
Yeah.
It wasn't refreshing to get wind blown on you.
The word "redding" and "refreshing," they both start with R's, but that's about it. That's
not
about,
in the summer.
That's about as close as they get. So, what are we doing? So, we are in August 2025, issue 227, Great Escapes. This issue has a little bit of a theme regarding
getaways. Yeah.
Close by.
Yep.
You know, we always try to do something that's themed for the issue. We found that the theming is really working well for us. It's working well for our salespeople. But, you know, even though it has a theme, it's kind of, you know, tied throughout the magazine.
Kind of.
Uh-huh. Yeah. But it's not like, doesn't take over. So no matter what the theme is, there's still always something.
And I'll tell you why that is. Because a lot of times there are events that don't match the themes. A lot of times there's a really amazing story that would go better with a certain month. Mm-hmm. And I don't want to have that miss out because we're doing these themes. So we try and do 4 to 6 stories about the themes. Mm-hmm. And that really helps the sales team. The sales team do a really good job getting advertising that matches the theme. So
well, and that's what people want. I mean, that's why we've seen the success in it, is because people, you know, if they're involved in something, an event, an entity, a thing, they that's when they want to really showcase who and what they are. So
plus, I don't want to be pigeonholed to have to do something the same. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So,
but I do like this issue because it does feature some of those really great local things, and I have never done it. I really want to do it. I'm terrified to do it. I have friends that do it.
Oh, no, thank you. I do not want to do it.
And that is this paragliding stuff. And we here in the North State have two, well, I think there's more than two, but I know we've talked about this, but two really spectacular launch points for doing this. And then there's those that I see around here that actually do the paragliding with the little motors on their backs, where it's the fan that blows and you sit in a chair and it blows around. Yeah, that to me sounds like a lot of fun.
But you know what we should do? We should introduce everybody so they could all be.
Participate? And,
yeah, why not?
Okay.
We've never really done that, have we?
All right. No, we have, and it works well. I always like that, actually.
Yeah, let's do that. So we've already introduced Blake.
And everybody knows Blake, right? I think Blake's in everybody's living room, picture or poster, theater stage or in a
He's
Facebook
in my living
post
room.
Or do you have a picture of him on your counter or.
And then we also have Tammy Jones is here also.
And Tammy Jones, we all have pictures of Tammy, and she's in everything.
She's a lot of downtown.
Yep.
Downtown Tammy.
Mm-hmm.
And then we also have Melinda Hunter,
who takes all those pictures.
Yes. She actually took the cover for this issue. So, So it's and she takes a lot of the photos. Well, she always takes our Enjoy the View person photo, and then she takes this one she did a lot of photos for.
Yeah.
And they were a lot of last-minute ones.
Is
so.
This you flying here to get this photo?
So thank you all for being here today. It's really great that you came. And it was a lot of last-minute stuff, so we appreciate it. Thursdays are the craziest day for me because I have like 3 meetings in a row all downtown. And, well, one of them's in the middle. It's not really a meeting, but I do a Viva Downtown meeting, and then after that, I do the minutes for the meeting, the hour between meetings. So,
wow.
It's done.
Yeah. So it's crazy. So I'm downtown a lot. If I don't get the guests the day before, then I'm struggling the next day, trying to get everybody done in the morning before I...
And I refuse to see Rana on Thursdays, except for when it's time for the radio show, right?
Very
she's
good.
Like, she's Cuckoo-Laroo. One thing, too, we always point out, and we'll just talk it into our first break, but we obviously have our local events calendar in Enjoy, and we are quite proud of it. Anybody that has something that they want to promote, can go to the Enjoy website, which is www.enjoymagazine.com, and go to local events and go to the calendar. Register yourself, sign your business up or individual or whatever it is that you're trying to promote. Get it in there in plenty of time, and we do our best to try to mine the calendar for the print publication.
And your listing that would go in this magazine is free.
Yeah.
But we also have these smaller ads that are just a small little picture, and those are not free, but they're very affordable.
Super affordable.
And
digital content. Yeah.
Yes. So if you want anything in the October issue, you would need to get it posted by September 1st.
Yep.
So that's not a lot of time. So if you have an event in October, go online and get that posted on our website, and then we'll get it in the magazine because they get copied and pasted right into the magazine.
Yes. So we always are proud of this. I think Rhonda and the group does an amazing job. It's 4 or 5 pages every single month, broken down by territories, regions, entities, say like the Reading Civic or Reading Library or Riverfront Playhouse or Schrader Planetarium, and it gives information about what's going on in their little circles. So it's like circle within circle, right? And then you can scan QR codes to bring it right to your phone. What do we have? Reading Beer and Wine Fest that's coming up September 20th in downtown Reading from 3 to 7 p.m. That's always a huge and fun event. We have Reading Roots Revival coming up 26th, 27th, and 28th in downtown Reading, which is another one that's a mainstay that we love. We just got done with the regalia. Or regatta.
That was fun.
Oh, I said regalia. No, regatta.
Regatta.
Regalia's outfits, right? Regatta. Yeah, and I mean, that is a super cool thing because I love how it actually nods to the past of what, you know, heritage happened down in Lake Reading Park. I really wish we could find the funds to build that wall again to pull water off to the side.
It'd be so
turn
cool.
Into like what do they call that in Chico? Don't they call it the mile?
Something.
Yes, they just had to shut it down.
Did they?
Oh,
why?
Geez.
Was it contaminated?
It's so old. It was contaminated.
With fecal matter?
I don't know. I don't know, but I would imagine.
I'm trying to make Rhonda gag.
Man.
I love to do that. Let's make her throw up on air. And I could understand maybe by the time it gets to Chico, right? That's a lot of ways that down, right?
Mm.
We're kind of closer to
the
source. The water, the water here though is like 20 degrees. It's so cold. I don't know how many people would want to actually swim in it, but the water turns over so fast that I don't think we would have a problem.
And it may be fine now. I know that they were.
Yeah, I think they had to refurbish the whole thing.
Yeah.
We're spreading this information.
Yeah.
How many people got a coli in Chico?
It's actually a really cool, it's really a cool thing.
We had that too.
Oh, we did.
Yes, and along that side where it is now, there were like grandstands that were built in.
I know that.
And then there were big, gigantic diving boards and stuff.
And a big slide, too.
Yeah, they used to have all kinds of things there that were super cool. And everybody in the pictures are in those bathing suits that are like, you know, from your knees to your neck. You know, I mean, you're like drowned with the amount of fabric on you. I don't. Good times.
Right.
So
right.
You need to bring some of that back.
Is it time for a break now?
So, I mean, the regatta was happening. What else do we have here? There's a million,
there's
literally
a lot
million
of stuff
things
going on.
Stuff for open auditions are already happening. If you can't imagine,
it's, and you know what, one audition that's not in there is actually this weekend at Riverfront, and I'm directing one of the plays. So
that Rhonda, that you promised you'd never do again.
Yes, but it's called "Have Yourself a Crazy Little Christmas." It's a Christmas play. We are getting ready to cast both adults and children. We are going to cast 22 children because we're going to double cast them, and there's 11 in the play. So,
and you do that to rotate them, or you do
it because
somebody gets
strep
at school.
There's a lot of
since school just started, and everybody's going to get sick again.
Right,
you're on a roll.
Yeah. But there's a lot of a lot of times we get all the buyouts purchased, which means that they only have a Monday off for 2 weeks, and that would be too much for
a kid.
Well,
you saw me when I sat down. I disinfected my space, right? I'm a little OCD on the, like, public germs. That's why I'm here licking the sponge on the end of my microphone.
So anyway, my auditions are on Sunday. Sunday,
that's the point.
Sunday the 24th at 6 o'clock. And then there's also auditions for the January play, which is called Drinking Habits, and that's all adults, and that is not directed by me. That's directed by Jeffrey Taylor, and that's going to be a really fun. It's a farce, and it's about nuns who are making wine to raise money. So it's very cute.
God bless humanity,
so,
right?
Mm-hmm. And so the Christmas play is very family-friendly, and we're hoping we have a lot of people come out.
I wonder if nun wine tastes just like monk wine.
That's a good point.
Right? Yeah. It's like, is there a little extra something that nuns can put into their wine that monks don't know? You know, I've always had questions like that, right? Mm. Anyway, it is already time for us to take our first break. So if you're just engaging, grab something out of the fridge, refreshing, a little snack, grab your chair, and get ready for us to come back.
Ready to grow your business? KCNR is the last locally owned and operated radio station in our area. We reach thousands of listeners in our community every single day. Our professional production team creates custom ads that grab attention and get the results for your business. And you'll be surprised on how affordable advertising with KCNR is. Our listeners are your customers. Call Sue McClain today at 530-605-4565.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risks to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Most everyone knows that Orchard Nutrition Center has a big selection of vitamins and supplements, a fresh bakery and deli, organic groceries, and certified organic produce from Shasta County and surrounding areas. What I know is, my mom loves shopping at Orchard Nutrition Center. Her motto, you are what you eat. If you eat healthy, you'll be healthy. She says that all the time. Personally, I believe her. As a kid, I like things that are sweet. So when she comes home with farm-fresh local fruit, trust me, it's sweet. Mom loves all the local veggies. And Dad, he likes meat. Orchard carries locally grown, 100% grass-fed beef. So guess what? Dad's even eating healthy, and he doesn't even know it. If you haven't been to Orchard Nutrition, you owe it to yourself and the ones you love. Just remember what my mom says. You are what you eat. If you eat healthy, you'll be healthy. It all starts at Orchard Nutrition Center in the Cypress Square Shopping Center. Open 7 a.m. to 9 p.m., 7 days a week.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
mischief, magic, and Shakespeare, Shasta College invites you to audition for A Midsummer Night's Dream, the classic romantic comedy full of tangled love triangles, enchanted forests, and hilarious chaos. Auditions are August 25th and 26th at 6 p.m. in the Shasta College Theater. Prepare a one-minute classical monologue, preferably comedic, from Shakespeare or the same period. Community members and students are welcome. For more information, call 530-242-7573. That's 530-242-7573. Step into the magic. Your role awaits.
Go Lake, go. Go look at Lake on the table.
Woo! Tammy and I dancing on the table.
Bump it, Tam. Downtown Tammy tears it up.
It's still summer, people. I know some of y'all are back in school, but we're breaking out, baby.
And that matches the theme of the magazine.
Get away.
Get away.
Get away.
Get away from me.
You creep. No. KCNR, 96.5, 1460 AM, North State Now. Enjoy our... You know the crew that's here with us tonight. So, Rhonda, I'm going to let you take downtown Tammy
I think we're
out
start
on the
with
floor.
The, yeah, we'll talk.
Oh,
yeah, we'll start with Tammy.
Yeah, we
yeah,
have
we'll
to.
We'll start with Tammy. So, hi, Tammy.
Hi.
Yes, so you're here to talk about...
Boca.
Yay.
Yes.
Does that mean mouth?
Yes. It does, actually.
But not in the sense that you're doing Boca, or is it?
No.
Okay, all right.
It's Boca Raton.
Okay.
And the play is called Boca. And it's directed by Nadia, a good friend of mine, which is one of the reasons why I'm in the play, because this is her first time.
She strong-armed you?
No, she just... I just wanted to support Nadia and make sure that this was a good experience for her. Plus, I hadn't been on stage for a very long time, so I thought this might be really fun. And it was all very age-appropriate. To my age now, and so that's always a good thing.
Well, if you
too.
Need help blowing off the cobwebs and dust, let me know.
I'll be happy
to dust you off.
Yeah. But it's about senior citizens in a senior citizen community.
Oh, now that makes sense. You're exactly there.
Yes. I am, 100%. But these aren't the normal senior citizens, you know.
Yeah. Is it like Cocoon Citizen? the movie Cocoon?
A little bit.
Weren't they in Boca?
They could have been. I don't know.
They had alien help.
Yeah. But it, also, one good thing about it, it's a new play. It's never been done in Reading before, which is, you know, it's kind of hard to do. It was written during COVID, so it has a lot of things that might make you think, you know, oh, yeah. I know what that is now because of COVID.
There'll be a lot of relatability.
I think so, yeah. It's a lot of fun. It's written in vignette style, so every scene has a beginning and an end. There's a through line through the play, but every scene is going to be a little bit different. So that's kind of cool, too.
So it's like they're like mini stories?
Yeah, little mini stories within the big story. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it's a lot of fun.
Great cast.
Great cast, yeah. Some people that I don't know, this one lady, her name is Patricia. Oh, my gosh, she just kills me. She's from Louisiana. And
new to the area, right?
New to the area and just showed up, and I'm like... Oh, my gosh. I laugh every time she gets up there. So, and then, of course, we have the veterans, Catherine Kirk, Don Tamblyn, Joe Cullis is in it. He hasn't acted in a long time either, so that's really fun.
So this is an all-star cast. We got OGs up there.
It's total OG. OG from the OG.
That was the OG for original grandma and grandpa OGs.
I'll go there, yeah.
Tammy, I'm so excited that you're doing the show. Is this going to be your first show at Riverfront's new stage?
Yeah, I haven't been on this new stage. I mean, I kind of lived at Riverfront in the 90s.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, this is really kind of a full circle moment for me to be back on the stage.
And you said this was Nadia's directorial debut?
Yes.
What's it been like working with Nadia during this process? Because you guys are friends outside of this.
Yeah. You know, I knew she would be good, but She's really good.
Mm-hmm.
She's really good. She knows what she wants. She has a good way of telling you how to get there and how to achieve it. I just think she's going to, this is a great experience, and I think she's done a great job.
Some of the actresses that you mentioned in this production, you've all worked with each other for many, many years in the theater scene. What does this show mean to y'all in this season?
Well, I can't speak for anybody else, but for myself, it's just fun to be able to be in something that I know I'm right for. I don't have to pretend to be young or skinny or any of those things, you know. I just have to be me.
Hmm.
So that's been really, really fun. Well, I'm not actually me. I'm my character, but you know what I mean.
But you're not far off from your character, maybe.
Not very. Not very.
Rhonda, what was the decision to choose this show specifically this year?
Actually, Nadia brought it to us last year.
Really?
And asked if she could do it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. And it's new, and it's something that we haven't done. It was written in 2020, and it was performed for the first time live in 22. Is that right?
I think
or
so.
Maybe not.
I'm not.
Where's,
I don't really
where's
know.
Where's the
that.
Writer from? Do you know? Do you know any history
mm-hmm.
about
no,
the writer?
No, you know what? I don't remember. Mm. I did read about her. Jessica Provance is the name.
And it was originally double cast, and so I think they might have done it close to the pandemic era you know, that would have been less people on stage and that kind of thing. But Nadia wanted to make sure that, you know, every character was a different person to give lots of different people.
And there's 10 actors, I believe.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. I'm working on the program. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good.
This is just to verify for the program.
Okay. I'm like, oh.
10 actors and, and most of them are veteran actors.
Right.
There's only a couple.
You know
how many
scenes there are, or whatever you call them?
Yes.
The
vignettes, there's 10 plus an epilogue.
Okay.
So, but they're, you know, they're not long and drawn out. Yeah.
I mean, I like a good story, so a story takes what it takes to tell it.
Lots
right?
of laughs.
So.
Lots of laughs, yeah. And, you know, the senior citizens are, you know, there's a little bit of an adult content to it, so that's always fun. For
a little bit of language.
Yeah, a little bit of language.
Not all seniors are dead.
No, these are not your typical, you know, grandma and grandpa kind of people.
They're modern.
They're still living life.
They're modern seniors.
Yes.
In Florida.
Lots of, you know, makeup and hair and lipstick and all that good stuff, which is I'm totally into, by the way.
Another thing that we didn't mention is you are going to be bringing your photography that's going to be displayed on our gallery wall.
Right. That's kind of exciting.
Is that something new for you?
Well, I've been taking pictures downtown since COVID.
Okay.
I like to post. I like to put music to my pictures. I just like to walk around downtown.
You just like to absorb and create things.
Yeah. I found walking around helps me see things that I never saw before because I'm, you know, driving past them a million miles an hour, and I'm like, oh, look
there
at that.
There's a lot of that in Reading. I do that myself, you know. I find myself now stopping with my car and just opening my window and taking a picture of something with my phone because I'm like, wow, where'd that come from?
Right.
And I just click it, and then I get home, and I think about it, and I'm like, where did that come from? Right. How do I drive this every day and not notice this?
Right. Yeah, different light, different time of year. I have my favorite things downtown, you know.
There are things that you see.
Yeah, they're just, it's just good.
And you know lots of changes, too, which
is on a daily basis right now. You know, one of my favorite things is, it may seem just super simple and dumb, but I absolutely love it because it's real, and that is on the wall, on, what is that, Placer Street, where our old shop used to be, there was our shop, and then there was whatever Westwood, and then there was a Marte, and then there's the big long wall that doesn't have any windows along it there, and then somebody did the art where they did the shadows of the street sign.
Oh yeah,
yes, street
I did
lamp.
Those. That
was
Ty.
Ty Boss.
Yeah,
and painted
that was
them smaller
team.
As they go. Mm-hmm. But if you follow, actually in the summer.
That's exactly
the shadow,
how it looks.
It falls within the paint of it, right? And I'm like, it is so simple and not very visual in the sense of it doesn't stand out in bright colors and stuff, but it's real, right? Like it's like some, yeah. That to me is like, was just a little bit of pure genius.
Yeah.
That somebody could see that.
Yeah.
And then put it in art, and then the art matches real life.
Right.
So simple, and I see, every time I look at it, I think, this is so cool.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, Nadia asked me to take some pictures of palm trees for the show, because it's bokeh, right? Mm-hmm. And so I did, and they went through a couple of alliterations and came out how she liked them. And then we said, well, why don't we use those pictures for the gallery wall? Mm. So the art play will be there.
Ooh, yeah.
It'll be like, you know, maybe somebody will like it and
somebody
take it home.
Go, oh, my God, I'm having deja vu. What's happening? I've been here before.
That's special, Tammy.
Yeah, the Art Hunger and, you know, the Reading Cultural District, all that has really been wonderful for artists.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
You know, because I kind of got up the courage to submit some pictures, and they were in a couple of art shows, and people actually bought some pieces, and I about flipped out. I thought that was so cool.
I bet you that made you cry a little bit.
I did. The first time it happened, I cried. I did. So,
that's
anyway.
Cool. That's very cool.
Yeah.
Awesome. So give us the times and dates.
Yes, it's September 5th through the 21st. And,
okay.
You know, it's
right around the corner.
Yeah, Friday, Saturday, Sunday matinees. And there are buyouts available. So if those things don't work, maybe you could check out a buyout and get there.
I love
the buyouts
that.
Are all sold.
Yeah, they are. Yeah.
So that's so
for
cool.
Yours? For
yeah.
For the one? Oh, well, there is no buyouts.
Well, there's no buyouts, but maybe you can get tickets at the buyouts.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
For
okay.
People that, yeah,
oh, that did do buyouts.
That did do buyouts. Yeah, that's really exciting. Cause,
yeah.
And what is the best way these days to get tickets for the Riverfront?
I believe online.
Online is the best way. You can get them at the door. Also, I'll remind everybody that on Thursday the 4th, we have a Pay What You Can preview. So you can come in. We do ask for a $5 suggested donation. And that money goes to helping purchase a new roof for the theater. So it's part of our Raise the Roof. And we've had really great success with the Pay What You Can. Mm. And it's really nice to see a full theater on preview.
Yeah.
So, and it really helps the cast. When they see.
You just are hoping for that big spenda that comes in and wants to
drop
$100,000 for a roof.
That would be so sweet. That would be so sweet. So. Anyway,
well, thank you.
Appreciate you having me on tonight and talking about
love
that.
Love to have you.
It's been really fun.
Yes.
You're the best, Tammy.
Yeah. You are.
You're like really a little treasure. Everybody loves Tammy.
At least in my own mind.
Yeah.
Well, it's true.
To you and the cast, break legs.
Thank you, Blake.
Yeah. We'll be right back.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
Hey, Redding, save big on Black Bear Diner's new basket bundles. Get your paws on a choice of sandwich, side, and drink for only $11. A great meal at a great price. Basket bundles, now available at Black Bear Diner. Be sure to stop by for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Black Bear Diner just added 4 brand new and 4 returning classics to the menu. Black Bear Diner, 2205 Hilltop Drive. Get big value and so many choices at Black Bear Diner.
Black Bear Diner.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. Have you been affected by some of the recent changes in business ownership here in Shasta and Tehama counties? These changes follow a national trend where national companies buy up locally owned small family companies and change the culture and staff and pricing of their product. That has occurred here in the North State also. 3 locally owned propane companies have been purchased by large national companies. If you're like me and you prefer to deal with locally owned companies, you may be interested to know Shasta Gas Propane, which has been around for 28 years, now has the third generation working in the company. For locally owned, family operated service and care, give us a call at 530-365-3793. Thank you.
Hi there. It's a sunny reminder from Alliance Heating and Air. Thinking about going solar? Now's the time to act. The 30% federal solar tax credit may be ending December 31st, 2025. But if you install your system soon, you could still save an average of up to $12,700. Don't wait. Call Alliance Heating and Air at 530-221-2642 to lock in your savings. We make it simple. We make it smart. And that's why everybody calls us.
Everybody calls us.
Hey, this is Pat Karch. This year, I am the top Italian for Paisano Days 2025. Join us at Paisano Days. It's a great, fun-filled 2 days. Bocce. Yep, bocce live. And spaghetti dinner. And all kinds of great Italian sausages, hot dogs, cannoli, ice cream, beer, and wine. For 2 days, join us down at South City Park on Friday, September 12th and Saturday, September 13th. For more information, call me at 530-510-1903. Paisano Days.
Yep. Is that in September?
Pump up the jam.
It's in September.
Pump it up. And we're live, and you two are just chatting away. I said we're live, and you're chatting away.
Yeah, we were talking about the previous commercial. They were doing Paisano Day.
And I was trying to do Pump Up the Jam.
Oh, gosh. Sorry.
Uh-huh.
I need to know the name of that tune when I'm done. I want to add that to my playlist.
Pump Up.
Pump It Up, yeah. KCNR, 96.5, 1460 AM.
We're just having too much fun.
Yeah. Well, you know what? The what do you call it? The commercial breaks actually are a lot of fun.
Yep.
Because you get to
catch up with what's going on with everybody.
Yeah.
So I think next we're going to talk about Sign of the Times.
Yes.
So we have a story in this issue about the...
And there are a lot of people that I think are aware of this but don't really know what it's all about. So it's nice to get some clarity.
Well, we have Blake Fisher here to talk about what it's all about.
Mr. Clarity.
Mr. Clarity himself. Sign of the Times. Well, James, Rhonda, thanks for having me on the show.
Mm-hmm.
It's been quite some time. So
it's been a while.
Good to be in here.
Yeah.
In a couple of weeks, I'm taking over the, temporarily, of course, the Carl and Linda Bott show in the morning. Which I've done. This will be my longest run on the show. Let me tell you guys those dates, because then I might
be...
Are they leaving the country?
The first Monday of a month?
I don't know
of the
where
month?
They're going. I'm going
no,
to...
No, I think it's every day, isn't it?
I mean,
yeah.
But will we be on your show?
That's what I'm going to see.
Oh, okay.
Maybe getting you guys on there. Wow. I don't
That's
even
right.
know my dates.
That's okay.
Otherwise... Oh, there it is. September 9th through the 12th. That's okay. Like nearly the whole... That's Tuesday through Friday.
And so we'll miss our
you by,
days, yeah.
We'll miss you by one day.
Darn it.
We come on the 1st, I think.
Yeah.
Darn it.
No, the 2nd.
Okay. Well, I'm glad to be back on the show with y'all. This is...
What's your stint? How long are you getting? Do you know?
For...
Oh, you just told me, and I didn't even count the numbers
that's
in my
okay.
head.
That's okay, I think.
Nice.
Tuesday through Friday.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Which will be cool. And I always love doing the show, and I think it's such a pleasure to be on KCNR with all the hosts that are around
do
here.
You have
so.
To, are they giving you free rein to book your guests, or do they have guests lined up already?
50-50.
Okay.
And when I get to do it, it's always fun to invite all of our downtown people on, you know, talk about the upcoming events. And September is full of events.
I know. It's so crazy.
So, but I'm here tonight. I'm Blake Fisher with Viva Downtown Reading. I'm also the vice chair of the Shasta Historical Society.
Ooh.
Which this has been a project, Sign of the Times, written by John Lewis, has been quite the project to work on this year. And this is about the historic Greyhound neon sign that was removed once the Pine Street Greyhound station was demolished back
which
when.
Which is Catch 22.
Yeah.
There was parts of it that I remember as a kid because I used to ride Greyhound. And at one point it was a really beautiful bus station.
Mm-hmm.
It had a lot of really cool features. It had a diner and all kinds of stuff. It was really cool. And then it just went down.
Just collapsed.
Yeah.
Things don't get taken care
and
of.
And that was before everything was FedEx and overnight. That's how, when I worked for my father at KMS, that's how we got all of our art packages. When we would send away for, you know, you didn't do it on a computer. Everything was done through Rubylith, and layouts were like cartoons back in the day.
Whoa.
Where it was sheet lays over overlays, and you used to do hand cutouts for blockouts, and then you'd have to send it away to be shot with a camera. And so when we would order all kinds of film and things that we needed,
that's you'd go to the station.
We'd go to the station to pick up all of our orders. And, you know, you'd wait there and they'd unload it from under the bus. That was like the FedEx of the day.
Well, this is such a great photo, especially with James' description of this. Now,
beautiful photo, yeah.
This building was demolished, and now what's in its place is where Westside Tap and Cork is,
mm-hmm.
And the Reading Chamber of Commerce
mm-hmm.
is over in there. They call that the White Building. But the building is gone, and the Greyhound signs were saved and preserved with, you know, the Historical Society, Steve Bade, and Michelle Goder all came together to find a way to repurpose these signs. And it seemed in these last years, you know, around 15 to 20 years, the signs were unable to get repurposed because of money or because of ideas or where these signs need to go. So they've been sitting at McHale Sign Shop for all
McHale.
These years.
Yeah.
And what a treasure to the community that McHale Sign Company is. Pat Corey and Kevin
yes.
Corey are some of the most talented and creative individuals, and what an honor it's been to work on this project with them. And they've had a vision for these signs, and it just took the right. I would say these signs always had a purpose, and they were supposed to be refinished, but things have to line up.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And right now, everything lined up. We have a fantastic Shasta Historical Society board with a vision. Pat and Kevin Corey took the charge and said, this is time to get this neon sign preserved.
Mm-hmm.
And then we worked with RABA, John Ando, who is one of the most dynamic transportation directors that the city has ever seen. And RABA has improved drastically.
They're amazing.
And
yes.
they look beyond, you know, of just a bus from point A to B. They say, how can we make a program that actually helps and serves people, not just in Reading, but in the entire North State? And John and Kelly, the whole team, said, let's get this Greyhound sign preserved. And this neon bus sign is going where it belongs, at a bus station where Greyhound bus is now going back through our downtown RABA station. So,
yes.
And where is that?
This is over here, downtown Reading, just off of California Street and Tehama Street.
Okay.
And so where the sign's going to be placed now that it's all fixed
so
up.
So it will actually be a physical bus, a Greyhound.
Uh-huh.
Oh, well, here
yeah,
you
go. Yeah, let me show you pictures.
He's like, uh-huh.
So you see in the Enjoy, and this is on page 52 of the Enjoy magazine, you have the large, gigantic, you see Pat Corey standing next to this sign.
Huge.
Massive sign. And you have the Greyhound dog and the bus sign, and Pat Corey and his team redid the wiring, painted the signs, worked with a company to get the neon glass blown to say bus and match the dog, and they
put
it on.
They're going with the original glass.
They're going original
neon. I would
have
thought they would have like tried to move it into the whatever that plastic LED that looks like neon.
They said, if we're going to do this, we're going to do this
right.
Mm-hmm. And so this is going back to its original neon, and that was the whole purpose of this project. And, you know,
it's gigantic.
It's gigantic, and it's going to be located right at the RABA bus station entrance on Tehama Street.
Where the flag is.
Where the RABA entrance and the American flag and California flag and
so
RABA
like
flag
are. So
it's
like the transfer station area?
Yes.
Okay.
And what's so cool is that once this gets erected, you're going to see it from Pipeline, the Shasta Bike Depot.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You're going to be able to see it from the food truck park at the Carnegie Stage.
Yep.
You're going to see it on the new California Street Tehama bike lanes.
Mm-hmm.
And,
so that's the transfer station for RABA, but it is also where
Greyhound bus station goes through.
And it's also where the train comes.
Yes.
So I mean, it is
Amtrak's
like a
going to see it.
Yeah.
This is a transportation hub, and so many people are going to see this.
Has anybody reached out to Greyhound, the corporation?
Greyhound, we want to get permission from Greyhound first to move forward with this project.
I didn't even think about that. I just thought they might think it's cool that you guys did this.
They
and want to come do something nostalgic.
You'd think.
I know.
Corporate. They just said, yeah, cool, do it. But the real treasure has been locally, and people that saw that these signs, even though they've been sitting out in the yard, still had some life and love in them. These were I think around 1950s is when they were created.
And it took a team to get this going,
and
too.
A testament to how things were built in the 50s. I mean, if they're still around.
Still together, being outside. And
in Reading.
These hot sun. And these signs, they've, You know, there's tons of neon signs that are a part of the heritage and history of Redding and Shasta County, and what happens is that they get forgotten, and also it gets really expensive to preserve them, and also people don't know what the story is if you preserve these.
Right. Does Pat have a lot of others?
He does. He has, there's, so you have this one Greyhound bus sign, and there's a second one. So there's a whole nother second one that needs some love.
That one needs to
location.
Go on the other street, the
on
block
the
down.
Side.
The end, there's one in and out.
Exactly. And he has the Clover Club sign.
Oh, yeah.
That's out there that needs some love. And so these Greyhound bus signs, there have been groups that have worked together to try and get them repurposed, but it's been stop and go.
Is this kind of like now, since this has kind of been established, kind of the go-to now if anybody has something nostalgic in way of sign that we try to get those to McHale signs as a way to preserve them? Like, is this like a thing? Like, I looked outside even the window here and I see the Thunderbird and all these places, right? There's all these neon signs. Some of them work. Some of them are still being used. Some just are there. But, like, my wish and hope is always that if they're ever going to be taken down, that they be taken down and then...
And taken care of.
And taken care of, yeah.
And I think Pat and Kevin are a rare case.
Yeah.
Because
you could just set up a whole thing where you have all these signs somewhere, right?
Gerlinger has neon.
Yeah.
And Gerlinger, and that got, you know,
you
with the help of McHale signs, they're the ones that preserve the Gerlinger signs. So this goes back... There was a project that the Chamber of Commerce and Forward Reading was doing. It was 20 ideas by 2020, and the whole project focused on preserving these neon signs. Mm-hmm. But, you know, when you're trying to accomplish that many ideas and that many art projects and programs, then a pandemic hits, and then people who started the projects move away or things fall through the
I know there are private people that have some. So, like, I don't know if you remember the old Enjoy store in the corner for a while. We were lended. Somebody in town has... Those big, remember the big lit arrows that we had in our front window?
Mm-hmm.
Those came off of these signs here downtown. So they were smaller signs attached that were like arrows pointing to like vacancy and all that stuff. So there's signs out in the wild that people have from downtown.
Mm-hmm.
My hope is that they can get to a place where they could be used in a centralized.
That's why I'm so excited about this project, Sign of the Times, and John Lewis just always does a great job. Love working with John for his covering. But when I say that this sign needed the right team and the right vision, things have to also fall into place. And if you're preserving a sign, it needs to make sense where that sign gets placed. So, you know, this bus sign, people said, okay, well, let's get this neon bus sign. It says BUS in large letters. Well, let's put it over here in some park. Let's put it over here on some street.
Mm. Or you could put it by the bus.
And the recurring thing was you're putting a giant bus sign where no
bus
route is.
Let's put it at the airport.
Right, right.
And then the other thing with projects, I think everybody always gets excited about doing a project, but they don't think about what happens to the project after everybody's gone. How do you what's the maintenance? How do you take care of it?
Yep.
Who's going to be the homeowner? Mm-hmm. Because it's one thing to get it done. It's another to keep it sustainable.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what's so special about finding these partnerships that make sense. A Greyhound RABA bus sign is now going to be placed at the RABA transportation station where Greyhound goes.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
And it's at a home, it's on property, and it's in an area where the people that worked on this sign also work on the already electrical outlets, landscaping, and maintenance of RABA facilities.
Mm-hmm.
So if something were to happen to this beautiful piece, people are ready to take care of
it. Right.
And it'll be lit up. And that goes like, you know, Pat Corey, his history goes back to being the one that helped light up downtown through the Cascade Theater neon sign.
He also made the riverfront sign.
He made the riverfront sign. So, you know, you get to work with people that have a vision and see how these projects can change the identity of a Redding Cultural District. I hope you all read this project on page 52. It talks a little bit about the history of the Greyhound bus station. It talks about our partners. We were able to do this partnership to raise the funds and preserve the sign through Shasta Builders Exchange, partnered with us on this. You had Reading Rotary partnered with us on this project. RABA partnered up. Forward Reading Foundation partnered up. And then our cultural partners would include Visit Reading, Shasta Historical Society, and Viva Downtown, all coming together to make this project. So if you're driving around downtown, You can go to the bus station and see the stand is
the
already
stand
there.
Was put there yesterday.
Put there yesterday. Mm-hmm. Some great photos were taken. And then next Tuesday, whatever date that's going to be, that's going to be when the sign actually comes on in. The Greyhound dog and the Greyhound bus sign will be placed. And then soon we're going to light it up once the electrical work is done. And in September, we'll have a light-up party. So I want to keep you guys posted so you can share with your listeners. Cause
awesome.
Fun times.
We'll do something. Flip the switch.
Cool.
We'll get lit.
All right.
Okay.
Time for another break.
Thank you, guys.
Sorry.
Thank you.
No, you're good.
I love it. I love your passion.
I'm Jack Putter, Jr., Tribal Chairman for Redding Rancheria. We've proudly partnered with the Redding Rodeo Association for Native American Appreciation Night. As you know, our roots and hearts are here in this community and are proud of this partnership. From grants to help local businesses and government, to making health care available to so many, to our own community events like the Stillwater Powwow that happens right here on this same land, Redding Rancheria is proud to play our part.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firm in our history.
I'm Nathan with the Redding Trail Alliance, and we're here at the Redding Bike Park. We just want to thank the Redding Rancheria for all the help they've given us over the years supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
So good to me. You want to put your headphones on because we're live?
Gosh, I'm not with it tonight.
That's all right. I'm sitting here dancing. Welcome back.
Yeah, welcome back.
Yeah, that was nice. Lots of good info on that story. Super cool.
And we have lots of new great information from our next guest, Melinda Hunter from MC Photography. MC Hunter Photography. Sorry.
It's MC okay. MC Hunter. So MC, not MC squared, MCH.
Some people say Mick Hunter.
Oh.
And Melinda's beautiful photography is in the magazine, and she actually did the cover for August issue.
Yep.
And it's beautiful. You do always do such beautiful work. So, but you also do other stuff.
Thank you.
Yes. Thanks for being here.
Yeah. I'm excited to be here.
What is your other stuff?
So, photography, just other areas besides, you know, photographing for Enjoy, which I love photographing for the magazine, and I've been doing it, I think, since 2017.
Yeah, it's been a while.
For
sure.
Yeah.
Good stretch.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And I love meeting, you know, I would say it's about 50-50, half of the people that I get to photograph I know, and the other half I don't know, so I love meeting new people and just getting to know.
I like photography a lot if I am just doing it for myself, right? Because I've done photography for the magazine for years off and on when they need as emergency fill-in and stuff. And I just always know that whenever it's like, for me, sometimes it can be very high pressure. Mm-hmm. And it makes me sweat. Like, I'll pick up my camera and start sweating, and I'm like, I'm not doing anything. I'm just standing here, and I'm sweating.
Oh.
And I don't know why, but it's not the same as if I'm just out and about.
Yeah.
When I'm out and about, it's a lot of fun.
Yeah. You do mostly portrait photography, though. Is that correct?
Yes, I do portrait photography.
I'd be crazy.
I've been doing it since, next month will be 25 years.
Wow.
As MC Hunter Photography. I've been doing it for much longer than that, but I really do enjoy photographing people and making them feel good, look good, and, you know, a lot of people are not comfortable on the other side of the camera, and I just have a way about, like, making people feel comfortable.
And that's really a comment that I hear a lot.
That's the gift of gifts. When it comes to photos, I would say the majority of people don't like their picture taken.
Right.
Especially in that kind of environment.
Yeah.
If you're just out with friends and you're in a group at the fair or whatever and pictures taken, that's one thing. But as soon as it's closed and it's focused on you and there's lights, you know, most people are like, ugh.
Yeah. And she does, and people call and say, I just want you to know that Melinda made me feel really comfortable.
Well, that's
and
nice.
I really enjoyed talking to her. So thank you for that.
That couldn't be a better compliment. I mean, in my opinion, for a photographer.
Yeah. And I feel like every time I photograph somebody that I don't know, I just met another friend. Like, I mean, we just have conversation. It's not just like, okay, I'm here to take your picture, you know, when it comes to Enjoy Magazine. But, but I understand what you're saying, James, about picking up a camera and photographing someone, you know, because there's expectations
and that's hard enough. But I, you know, the ones that I give kudos to is like, I could not imagine being a wedding photographer.
No.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
No, thank you.
People at their weddings are crazy, right?
And I've done plenty of those.
Expectations, right? Like, it's like right here and now. It's happening now.
Yeah.
If something's messed up or if you don't capture what their vision is in their eye, I couldn't even imagine.
Yeah. I used to photograph a lot of weddings.
Did you?
And it's one of the most stressful genres to photograph because, you know, it happens once.
You ruined my life.
But there's something special about photographing weddings because, you know, you have all kinds of dynamics of people, personalities.
A lot of emotion going on.
Yeah, that too. And it always made me feel good because people would come up to me telling me, like, what a great job I'm doing. Usually it's, like, the bride's mom or the groom's mom, you know. And it always kind of amazed me because it's, like, they don't even see, they haven't seen the pictures yet.
Yeah.
I took it as a compliment, and I love doing that. I just don't I still photograph weddings, but I don't advertise that. You know, they're few and far between here.
I really love that you do this empowering women over 40. You do these, like, specials, and that's really cool.
Yeah.
Do you do, like, is it, like, groups of women, or is it just, like, headshots, or both?
So it's a campaign. It's a beauty campaign, and the reason why this, how this all got started was in 2019, women that I was photographing, they would come to me and see their pictures, and they would, you know, get emotional, whether it be, you know, happy or can't believe it looks like them or trauma. And so I'm like, wow, there's, like, something here bigger than me just taking pictures. And usually those were, like, headshots or branding images. Mm. So I wanted to start a campaign, and then the pandemic came. And so I started this in 2022, photographing women over 40, because there's something to say when once you hit 40, you know, you're raising children, you lose yourself, or you kind of, like, look back and there's no pictures of you. It's all about your kids.
Right.
So,
they were orphans.
Yeah. And including myself. And that kind of became even more impactful and emotional for me because I look back and I'm like, wow. So,
well, I see your ad in here and it's great. I mean, these pictures that I'm looking at of these women here for this campaign that you're kind of doing, they're really nice because they are very flattering, but they also aren't.
They're really natural.
Yeah, there's no corny or cheesy, right? I mean, they just look really sharp. And they look like they're enjoying themselves, and they look enjoyable, and
confident,
and approachable, and all that together, right?
Because
so many times photos can just start to get cheesy, and you're kind of like, ew.
And that's the one thing, like I do a lot of business branding, like headshots, and to me, I feel like a headshot is like, I don't know, if you're a business owner, you need branding images mm-hmm. to broaden, like, to, you know, share, you know, with your audience. Yeah. And so, but
what's the best way that somebody can get a hold of you? Because we are like running out. That was fast 15 minutes.
MCHunterPhotography.com or they can reach me at 530-524-9949.
Well, we appreciate you coming.
Thank you so much
Thank
for being
you.
Here.
I appreciate
Thanks
it.
For your support of the magazine.
Thank you.
We'll see you next month.
Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.